under C1. Auction House is a new one under the chart with a C in an A1 zoning, a C in O, and a P in C1, a P in C2, and a P in A1 for Auction House. Campground Recreational Vehicle Park, the only change would be in C2, change from a C to a P. I don't know, you may still want to regulate RV parks, no matter what district except RV1. So I'd look for discussion on that one. Is that something that you feel like you want to make sure that you know how many that... So you could regulate how many sites in a C2 or... I mean, you saw conditional use tonight in a C2. He wouldn't have had to come before you tonight. He could have moved those RV sites over there.
There's already regulations governing site size and everything.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm proposing and would take your thoughts of whether to change that C to a P.
Are campsites nightly rentals?
Pretty much the same. I mean, they're short term.
So if we'd have made this change, the guy on Fairview Church Road wouldn't need to come see us.
Well, that's for C2.
Okay, he was in agriculture.
He's A1, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just proposing that P in C2.
Okay.
Yeah, C2 only.
And it still runs through your office, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it still has to meet.
So you check all that.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Okay. Landscaping lawn care facility, we had it was a conditional use in R3, but I don't know that you want a landscaping facility in R1, R2, or R3, so I've made those match, eliminating that C.
I like that.
So pawn shop, adding a C in A1 and O. Right now, the only place you can do a pawn shop is in C1 or C2, provided by right. There's no conditional use areas for pawn shops.
Most pawn shops fall in the confines of a city limit.
Yeah, a lot of them. And then the restaurant general, C and A1 was an addition. And then retail sales and service, general and convenience. And I didn't have any definition of those, so we're getting rid of the general and convenience and just having retail sales and service. And then behind this, there'll be a definition. Adding a C and O instead of a P. And then this one, I'd still, if you guys say you don't feel like you want to hear retail sales in A1, then we would take that out. That's something we can modify. But if you think you could hear conditional use, my only thought was if somebody wanted to put in some kind of little shop, something like the one on Ridgedale where she was going to sell the jewelry and it was going to be a 10-acre parcel. If it's conditional use, you could limit it to her shop and her jewelry. And otherwise, she'd have to rezone that whole parcel, which is what she tried to do. Your conditional use is where you can limit just what that project's going to be. But I also drove around when I was out posting and looking. I tried to pay attention where there might be retail sales in A1, and I really didn't run across any. So I need your opinion when you make a motion on that one, whether you want to leave that in there or not. I'll go through the rest of these, and then we'll come back to that one. So this blue is gone. Shooting range we took out and redefined to shooting range indoor-outdoor. And with these C's and P's. Vehicle repair general, adding a C and A1. I think all the vehicle repair shops that I've used since I've lived down here have been out in A1. Of course, you guys would control the location and whether it fit in that location or not. And then we had soil extraction as a conditional use. You guys would have had to hear soil extraction permits, and I didn't find
what
any
of them. What are you
looking
me for? I'm retired.
Okay. So I'm proposing to eliminate that.
I don't know if
we can regulate that.
Heck, it's hard to differentiate that between that and some kind of an agricultural occupation where you sell something that comes off your land.
That's exactly was my thought. Next thing will be regulating timber sales, you know. So they could go to timber sales. So anyway, anybody got any comments before we move off of this one onto the few others that we have? Feel like you want to talk about any one of these or have discussion amongst yourselves?
Is there one that we need to make a decision on this page?
Well, this one here on retail sales and service in A1, the green retail sales and service. A1, whether you put a C there or just leave it blank, and you just have the C's and P's here.
I think we should address that just so when we make a motion to approve that we've got what we want. So
let me go to So retail sales and service, I propose a definition of establishments engaged in the provision of goods or services to the general public on a non-wholesale basis. And this was broken down between Amber and Marla and myself and looking at a whole bunch of definitions of retail sales. And we've established this as a new definition to be added. So this would be what would be, I'd have to match the person's want to this definition somehow to land in A1. Randy, you have any thoughts on this? Because you deal with a lot of retail stuff in the city, I'm sure.
Could it be like a Quick Stop?
No, I mean, that'd be a convenience store.
That's by itself.
It'd be just like the gal that was going to sell the jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, she's just a little shop.
Think of a family or mom and pop type.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm just going to have my little shop, or I'm going to put up a stand. What we have, too, is we have people that ask about having, can I sell my vegetables in my garden? And I tell them, but make sure it doesn't morph into your neighbor's honey and then the quilts from the road, because it morphs into, you know, a little bit more than agricultural. It'd be shops like that in A1. Farmer's market type thing, or I mean, at least then if they came in,
but we would have the opportunity to decide whether or not they fit the
correct location and their plan.
So why wouldn't you do it?
That's my thought. I was thinking we just put it in as a C.
That'd be my take.
Are we all good with that?
Good. So definitions, new to the chart would be auction house, and you guys have had all these, communication, antenna, amateur, my flood insurance study. These are just flood, they're not in there anywhere, and I have a lot of conversations with people about the floodplain and the floodway and different things, so it'd be good just to have definitions in there. A repair service consumer, we didn't have anything in there on repair service. We've changed the definition of self-storage units. Shooting range indoor, shooting range outdoor, and we have different C's and P's for those, which before is just shooting range. We didn't have a wedding event facility definition, you know, facility where private parties may hold weddings, receptions, reunions, and then our retail sales. These are new definitions for current uses that we have in the zoning regulations. A new one for campground, a different one for change in use. And I can go through these as fast. I mean, we've looked at these a number of times. Conditional use permit. These are just some new verbiage in behind an existing definition. Lot. Just tried to simplify the definition of a lot. Office. On-site sewage treatment system. recreational vehicle park, parcel which two or more recreational vehicle sites are rented or offered. And we're just trying to narrow these down to where they're more self-explanatory. And then, the last one is our density. So we had in our A1 and our R1 under lot size and density charts at the back end of each article, the A1 article, we did not have this density column. The verbiage in this column I've changed. I could pull it up if you want, but I'm proposing to change the verbiage to minimum lot size if subdivided per Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. So this simplifies a little bit because we get a lot of calls. How big of a piece of parcel do I have to build my home? Because it says 2 acres in your book. No. You have to have 2 acres if you're going to subdivide that parcel. If you have a 50 by 50 parcel, you can fit your house and your septic and your well, then you can build on that 50 by 50. It's not going to be a very big house, but
not going to be a very good well.
No, not at all. So anyway, and then over here's the density.
The lambs running.
So the density is how many of those structures can you put on acreage if you only have septic. We did not have that. So if you had 10 acres and I'm coming in and I want to build my house and I want one for my daughter and I want one for my son and mom's getting ready to move, how many houses can I put? This means you can put one per 2 acres. So this matches the subdivision. And I've gone through all of these zoning districts and added these, one per 2 acres if it's only septic. One per 8,000 square feet if you have connection to public sewer or a wastewater plant. Now, if it's an accessory dwelling building, there's not, you know, if I want 3 garages, then I can have 3 garages. They're not going to have wastewater. So then you get into the R2, and then this is where we looked at all of the different sizes, and I've dropped it and left it just like it is. One duplex per 8,000 square feet. You go to the R3, it's one single family home per 8,000 square feet, one duplex per 8,000 square feet, one triplex per 9,000 square feet. And this is how our current splitting out works. And one per 10,000 square feet, and then 2,000 square feet per dwelling unit. Then we go to our NR1, and NR3 is the same. And then in our C, our office, C1, C2, M1, and M2, the only change is to change this minimal lot size, if subdivided, per Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. So this verbiage is the only change on each one of these articles of a zoning district. That's it. And if you guys would approve that.
Any further discussion or comments?
Go back to auctions real quick. Auction house.
The definition or yes. The chart?
Definition. Why can't you take your old pickup to an auction?
Would that not be equipment? Do you want me to put vehicles?
Motor vehicles.
Well, it's got, it excludes livestock and motor vehicles.
We could take motor vehicles out.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, it's an auction and around here, somebody's going to have a 4-wheeler or there's, I mean, there's all kinds of.
What about livestock? Can't auction.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think, you know.
Yeah,
a conventional auction house taking in a cage full of goats might not be a good idea.
Some of these small auctions.
Bring your old heifer in. And
you would probably have to pull a pickup in and away from it because it's not a good market.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, motor vehicle's pretty all-encompassing.
Yeah, that's true, George.